The playoffs are here, and these are our final thoughts. Mike, what's your key to the game?
I say, aside from the obvious, which is dealing with Adrian Peterson, you've got to rattle Christian Ponder. He was way too comfortable in the Metrodome. I know playing at home had a lot to do with it. The Packers were maybe a little reluctant to bring extra pressure because of his scrambling ability, but they need to rattle him. They need to get him to make a couple of mistakes like he did here in the first game in early December. Ponder was the difference, game one versus game two, in the Vikings winning, and the Packers need to get after him.
Does rattle Ponder mean get off the field on third down?
That would be one way.
There you go.
And my key to the game is be true to your identity. Ever since I was a little kid and I watched the Ice Bowl, the identity of this franchise has been the king of cold weather. That's Packers football. But a dome team came in here in the 2002 playoffs, the Falcons, and won. A dome team, the Vikings, came in here in the 2004 playoffs and won. And that's got to stop. The Packers have got to not let another dome team win in January in Lambeau Field. Dr. Spofford, what does the injury report look like this week?
Well, it's as good as it's been for the Packers. All of the frontline pass catchers, Randall Cobb, Jordy Nelson, JerMichael Finley, they're all probable. They're all going to play. The only receiver who's out is Jarrett Boykin. He injured his ankle on that fourth down catch in Minnesota last week. Also, Jarrell Worthy out for the Packers. His knee injury from last week has put him out for the season. And James Starks is questionable. And the Packers, I think we've seen, are probably going to go with DeJuan Harris as their main running back anyhow. Two interesting injuries to talk about for the Vikings. They're listing Christian Ponder as questionable with a right elbow injury. Now, he took a shot from Morgan Burnett on a blitz at the Metrodome last week. He finished the game without incident, but the elbow injury limited him in practice, and they are listing him as questionable. Now, I expect him to play, but we'll see if that elbow has any impact on his game. The other one to watch is cornerback Antoine Winfield. He's questionable with that broken hand. He tried to play last week at the Metrodome. He pulled himself out, and when he went out of the game, Aaron Rodgers went after his replacements, and the Packers' passing game took off. So keep an eye on Winfield for Minnesota. If he can't play, the Vikings are going to have to figure out something to do against that Packer passing game.
My player to watch is Packers cornerback Tremont Williams, and it's because he has spent time this week at home with the flu. And the flu can be a nasty little thing to overcome. It can sap you of your strength, and he's going to be looking down the barrel of Adrian Peterson again this week, who made Tremont look kind of ordinary on some missed tackles in the most recent game. So you can count on this. Peterson and the Vikings are going to target him again. They're going to see that he's probable on the injury report with an illness, the flu, and they're going to test his resolve and they're going to test his conditioning after, what, 3 or 4 days nursing the flu.
Yeah. My player to watch is Greg Jennings for the Packers. He had his best game of 2012 last week, 8 catches, 120 yards, was getting yards after the catch like crazy, making guys miss. And there's been a lot going on with Jennings, questions about his future, his sister's Twitter account, some of the comments he made this week about he'd rather play in a dome than outside in the cold. Forget all of that, folks. Greg Jennings needs to be a star on this field on Saturday night for the Packers, and I think he's going to be. Jennings was a huge performer for Green Bay 2 years ago in the playoffs. Last year in the playoffs, he was coming off an injury, and he injured himself again in the Giants game and did not have a very good game. I think Greg Jennings is a key guy to watch.
I like that pick. I like that.
With that, we'll sign off for now, but we'll invite you to join us Saturday night on Packers.com starting at 5 o'clock Central from 2 hours before kickoff through the end of the game. Vic and I will be on the website live chatting, taking your questions, and blogging throughout the game. So join us 2 hours before kickoff all the way through the end. Enjoy the game and enjoy the playoffs, folks.